Our story begins in Alexandra's apartment. Alexandra and Lucas are in the living room when they hear a knock on the door.
Now, who could that be?
Maybe it's Andy.
Could you get it? I need to go dry my hair.
Okay. Clay, hi.
You knew about Adam, you bastard?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
What the hell are you doing, man?
You knew that Adam or Andrew or whatever his name is was playing my mom, and you didn't do a damn thing to stop it.
What's going on here?
What kind of games are you guys playing here? Was this all some kind of big revenge plot against my aunt or something?
I don't know what you're talking about!
Clint, what happened? Why the hell are you so upset?
I'm upset because my mom found out tonight your brother was the man she was dating. He told her his name was Adam Johnson.
Did Andy tell her the truth?
Oh, please. My Aunt Raven and Aunt Hannah saw them together and told my mom.
Oh, God. Could it have been any worse?
Clint, I wanted to tell you the truth, but I couldn't.
You couldn't? Why not? I told you how my mom has been hurt before, and you didn't say a damn thing. You could have stopped all this from happening.
I haven't known that long, I swear.
I don't care how long you've known. I just came over here to tell you that our friendship is over. Stay away from Dara and me. You know, she didn't like you when we first met, and I told her that you were a good guy. Well, it looks like she was right. Nothing but a loser, just like Andrew.
I think it's time you go home, Clint. You are not going to talk to Lucas like that in my apartment.
Fine, I'm going. But Lucas, don't think I'll be so tight-lipped anymore about your doctor father if Stacy asks.
Clint, come on.
Goodbye. You're not worth any more of my time.
Damn it! I knew this was going to happen. I knew it!
Everything will be fine, Lucas. Just let him calm down.
No, Alexandra. Nothing is going to be fine ever again, okay?
At her apartment, Gretchen had just opened the door to find Andrew standing at her doorstep.
Adam, hi. Andrew. That's going to take some getting used to.
Gretchen, can I come in?
Sure. Is everything all right?
No. It's not all right. Everything screwed up royally, and for once in my life, I have no idea how to fix it.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Something awful has happened tonight with Connie and her sisters.
She has sisters?
Oh, yes. Sisters that hate me.
I don't understand.
I knew both of Connie's sisters before the amnesia, and we didn't exactly get along. And now they want to turn Connie against me.
Well, how did Connie react when she found out you were really Andrew Jones?
Well, that's just part of it. I didn't actually get around to telling her.
What? Andrew, so how did her sisters come into play if she doesn't even know who you are?
Because we were having dinner at Tavern on the Green tonight, and they walked in and created a big scene.
You're kidding. Oh, poor Connie. That's how she found out?
Poor Connie? What about poor Andrew? Don't I matter?
Andrew, come on. You were lying to her. It was bound to come out at some point. What were you thinking?
Gretchen, I'm not the same person that I was last summer, and I'm not sure I'm a person that you would even like. But I had no one else to talk to about this.
What about your sister?
Alex? No way. I can hear it now. I go there to talk to her, and she'll just say, I told you so, Andrew. Nah, not gonna happen.
Okay, so tell me this. Do you really love Connie?
Yes. Yes, I do. I really love her.
Then don't give up on her. But you have to be completely honest with her. It's the only way. If you can't do that, then you need to let it go.
See, that's what you don't really understand here. I don't think I could be honest with anyone.
If the love is real, you will be.
Oh, Gretchen, how did you get to be so smart?
Oh, I talk a good game, but I haven't exactly applied it to my personal life. My marriage to Carlos was a disaster.
Hey, are you still thinking about leaving Wilson's?
As a matter of fact, yesterday was my last day. I got a new job at Channel 6.
Are you serious? What will you be doing?
I'm going to be a part of the broadcast team on breaking news stories. I'm sure I won't be covering any hard news for a long time, but it's a start. I'm finally going to put my college major to use again after 5 long years.
That's so cool. I'm going to know someone who's on TV. I'll watch for you.
I don't know how much you'll see me on TV for now, but hopefully someday you will.
At the Malone apartment, Mac is holding baby Marty when the phone rings. Okay, Marty, look at me. It's Daddy. Daddy. Daddy.
Mama.
No, not Mama. Daddy. Daddy. Hey, that's probably your mommy now. I think you're psychic. Hello?
Hey, man, it's Joe.
Detective Zegas. It's about time you returned my calls.
Sorry about that, Mac. Things have been so crazy around here.
How's your caseload going? Are you swamped?
Well, I have some news for you about that.
Uh-oh. This doesn't sound too good.
The commish busted me for taking a few shortcuts in my last case. I'm back on the beat, man.
What? You got demoted? You've got to be kidding me.
I wish I was. It's hell, man. The good news is, if I walk the straight and narrow for 3 months, everything will go back to normal.
Dude, you can't let them do this to you.
There's nothing I can do about it. Sometimes it's hard to have to hold back when your instincts are telling you one thing and the rule book is telling you another.
I hear ya. Well, I was gonna see if you wanted to go work out at the new Midtown Rec Center tomorrow, but it sounds like you're swamped.
What time? I'm working in the morning, so I might be able to swing it.
Well, I was thinking sometime between 5 and 6. What time do you get off work?
I'm done at 4. Let me give you a call during the day tomorrow to set up a firm time.
Okay, sounds good. I guess I'll talk to you then. Take it easy, man.
You too, Mac. Take care.
That was your Uncle Joe. Now, where were we? Daddy. At her apartment, Alexandra has just received a phone call from Carl.
Hello?
Alexandra, it's Carl Bradford. Can you stop by my office at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning? I have some information I want to share with you about your case.
Did you find out more about Zach Jessup? Do you know where he is?
Yes, I know exactly where he is.
Carl, this man holds the key to all the secrets of Adriana's past. Tell me where I can find him.
Please, meet me in my office tomorrow morning. I'll fill you in on all the details then.
Okay. Tomorrow morning, I'll be there.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples, a Radio Logger production.